you're going to start getting that time back. And once you do, you're going to not only realize your productivity has gone through the roof, but that you've got a better work-life balance. You're able to spend more time, get offline at a good hour, spend time with your family, and not just sit there and work all day on those mundane tasks.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast. Some of the greatest ideas come when you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. When Bobby Rassett was laid off along with so many other people working in the oil and gas industry in Alberta, Canada, she decided to pivot into the freelance arena as a virtual assistant. Except she quickly learned that virtual assistant agencies left a lot to be desired. So Bobby decided to do something about it. Bobby is the founder and CEO of Virtual Gurus and Ask Betty. She and her team have developed a virtual assistant service that not only helps businesses offload some administrative and other tasks, but also provides employment opportunities to underrepresented people who might have a more challenging time finding work. You know, I'm a huge fan of outsourcing, so I am so excited for you to listen to this episode with Bobby, all about the virtual assistant space, the challenges she faced when launching her company, why virtual assistants can be totally game-changing for any business, and how you can get started as a VA if you've always wanted to explore the possibilities of a freelance career. Let's dive on in with Bobby. If you need a new, interesting, and inspiring podcast to add to your rotation, well, you've got to check out No Straight Path, hosted by Ashley Menzies Babatunde, brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network. You might recognize her name. Ashley was a guest on Gold Digger last year, and it was so awesome to hear her story and why she started her show. By shedding light on the stories behind the shiny resumes and social media highlights and job titles, No Straight Path aims to humanize success from the millennial perspective. Featuring guests from all walks of life, No Straight Path aims to inspire conversations around the nuanced perspective of success. Listen to No Straight Path wherever you get your podcasts. Bobby, welcome to the Gold Digger Podcast.
Hi, good morning. How are you today?
Good. Thank you so much for being with me.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So I want to know, where does your story begin? Did you always have entrepreneurial aspirations?
You know, it's funny when I get asked if I've had any, you know, recognitions of being an entrepreneur in the future, but honestly, my vision and my dream when I was younger was to be a sign language interpreter and musician, sign language music instructor for children who are hard of hearing. And so I actually never, I even thought that I would be a CEO. You know, some people say that, you know, some are born to be an entrepreneur, and some people say that some find entrepreneurism as their kind of their ending, and then they don't realize that that's what they are. But, you know, I think that I've definitely found my calling. And, you know, if you had asked me 5 years ago if I would be where I'm at today, I would have said absolutely not.
So tell me about where you are today. I love when people are like, I couldn't have even dreamed of this. So where do you find yourself today? What are you up to?
Well, so about 5 years ago, I had launched Virtual Gurus. And I was actually working in the oil and gas industry, just like everybody else out here in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. And I'm an Indigenous LGBTQ woman. And so when the layoffs happened, essentially the recession happened, I was one of the last to be laid off. But my chances of finding work were very slim because of who I am, you know, and it was really tough for me to find work. And so when my layoff came and I was going trying to find work, there were about 100,000 people ahead of me trying to take all of the administration jobs that were available. So with administration as my background, I started thinking I needed a pivot. And that's where I started seeing freelancer, virtual assistant, and started seeing it all over and, you know, the gig economy. And that's when I thought, you know what, this is probably something I could do. And upon further research, I'd realized there was no company in Canada at the time doing that. And so I thought that was my way in. And essentially, I created Virtual Gurus to actually create my own job. And because I knew I couldn't find work, I needed work. I literally had $300 to my name, was borrowing money from my parents. It was that hard of a time for me. And, you know, fast forward now, Virtual Gurus is the largest virtual assistant freelancing platform in Canada, the fourth largest in the U.S. And we are now scattered all across Canada, the U.S., and soon to be launching in the U.K.
So tell me what Virtual Gurus is, and then we'll kind of talk about how you built it, what it looks like, and why my listeners might need it.
Absolutely. So Virtual Gurus is a talent as a service platform. We provide businesses and entrepreneurs of all sizes, virtual assistant and back office support. So what makes us different, though, is actually our North Star, which is our people. So as a person of color myself, who has struggled finding work, I wanted to create a platform where I could provide work to those that are often told no. So out of all the 900 virtual assistants that are working in the database, all of them have a story, whether they are single stay-at-home moms trying to make ends meet, people with disabilities who maybe not be able to have the access or the resources to work. We have veterans, LGBTQ people who might be transitioning genders. We have everything. So everybody in the back end has a story. And so we try to make sure that we're listening to their story. We're creating a community for them. What makes us different as well is that we provide fair pay, where a lot of companies that do what we do are paying their VAs quite low. And so for us, we make sure that we pay them a lot higher. So we obviously lower our profit margins, but that's why we're there. That's why it makes us an impact company. With that, we have actually created a Slack app called Ask Betty. And so Ask Betty is a Slack task on demand platform. So think about tasks on demand, like, hey, I just interviewed somebody. Can you transcribe this? Hey, can you reach out to these people for me and set my appointments or rearrange my appointments, etc.? Betty will go through and do it right through Slack, and you won't even notice it's being done. And all of the Betty taskers are actually students at universities in between classes.
What?
So the goal is to create more of an on-demand, kind of an ad hoc fractional service support for businesses and entrepreneurs who don't need a full-time worker in the back end.
Bobby, that sounds incredible. If someone is listening to this and they're like, how does this work? How can I become a part of Ask Betty? Talk to me about how all of this came to be and how it works.
Absolutely. So Ask Betty is super accessible. It's, you know, you can use it when you need, when you want. It's not reoccurring, so it doesn't just keep billing. You use it by buying bundles. And to do that, you actually can just go to your Slack and go down to the left corner and type in, or you can see the add an app and open that and just type in Ask Betty and we'll pull up right at the top there. And you can download it for free onto your Slack, and then you can send tasks. And the first hour is actually on us so that you could see how it works. And this is in 15-minute bite-sized tasks. So anything that takes more than 15 minutes just goes into your next task bundle. So it's really nothing overcharging or anything like that. And the best thing about Ask Betty is you actually don't know who your taskers are. They will introduce themselves. But what you do know is that they're all students or as well as single stay-at-home moms trying to make ends meet, just grabbing tasks in the background. For the user, for the tasker, we like to call them, they actually is like, basically think Uber. Turn your meter on when you want to work, turn it off when you don't want to work. That's essentially what our Ask Betty taskers are. So they turn it off when they're available, when they're not available, and turn it on when they're available.
Do you, when you think about this, I mean, this is so brilliant because here's what I'm thinking, Bobby. One of the biggest things that we hear from entrepreneurs on this podcast is that they waited too long to get help. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's a huge theme because it's really intimidating to hire someone or to feel responsible to pay someone, especially if you don't know if your work is seasonal or if there's this ebb and flow of really busy times and really quiet times. That responsibility, I think, weighs on entrepreneurs so much so that they don't get the help that they need. And so this is such a brilliant model because help is available when you need it, but you're not locked in. How did you come up with this idea?
Exactly. So Virtual Gurus being a marketplace, it was important to me when I started building it that I would have three or four products at a time. So with virtual gurus, we have obviously the virtual guru side where it's more of the dedicated assistant. You build a relationship with that person and you work with them ongoing, and then you can build a whole remote team. Ask Betty is obviously more of the task on demand, bite-sized tasks. So when people were coming through to virtual guru's side, they were saying, you know, I don't necessarily need a dedicated person. I just need tasks done one-off here and there, whenever I need it, just quick and easy, get it done for me, and that's it. And that's actually where Betty came to mind. And I was trying to name it something, and I wasn't sure. And I kept going back to Ask Jeeves. And yes. I said, why did Jeeves always have to be male? And so I started really thinking that way. And then I actually had a cat named Betty. And that's why Betty is a cat bot. And so that's when I actually did start talking to Slack and Salesforce themselves. And they had said, you know, you should put an A in front somehow. So that's where I came up with Ask Betty. So Betty is available for free to download on any Slack user in North America. And the first hour is free on us. So you can actually go and test it out for free. And then you can purchase credits. And the credits are super easy. It's $62 for a bundle of, I believe it takes over an hour for an hour and a half to 2 hours for a $62 bundle. And then you can actually just keep sending tasks. The best part about Betty is you can get Betty to purchase things for you. So let's say you can purchase your airline tickets, book your travel. Can, you know, I had Betty purchase me a blow up mattress the other day, and because I needed it for guests that were coming, and they don't see your credit card. They just say, do you want it charged to the last credit card ending in this? That's on your Slack account already. And so you just click yes, okay. And so they just go ahead and purchase. So one of the things that makes us different on the Ask Betty side, as far as other task platforms, is that, again, everybody in the background has a story. And again, these are students to single stay-at-home moms that are doing this just to make ends meet. When their children are sleeping, they're turning it on and doing tasks while their children are having naps. So it really makes a difference in their lifestyle as well as in our client's life. And all of them are trained and skilled taskers.
That was going to be my next question. Bobby, how do you do quality control? Because here's where my brain goes, and I'm so fascinated by this. I'm literally going to go add the app to my Slack in like 2 minutes. How do you have quality standards? I'd imagine if someone was saying, I want to buy an air mattress, that you'd have to go back and forth a few different times. What size? What price point? At that point, someone would just say, well, I should just do it myself. Give me a reason why that's not accurate.
Well, the taskers are actually already trained to do the quality questioning right from the beginning. So in the first 15 seconds or so of the request, when you go to ask Betty, it'll tell you, it'll say, hey, just say Betty and I'm here. And then once you do that, it automatically says, what do you need? And so you'll type in, I need a mattress, preferably a queen size, soft, and that blows up on its own. And so then Betty tasker will come in and say, okay, great. And before the task even starts, they're going to ask you qualifying questions. And then once you say, yeah, nope, that's perfect, they'll go and do it. And what they do is they send you a list of the best ones that usually the top three or four, depending on the product that you're trying to buy. And you just let them know which one looks best for you. And they go ahead and purchase it for you, send it to your house, do all of that. And you don't have to worry about anything. So you can continue working and growing your business. That's essentially the idea.
Okay, that's amazing. Are there limitations to what you can outsource?
On Ask Betty, yes, there is. So we don't do anything that requires us to log in. Okay. If you require a task that it does require us to log in, we actually will send you over to the Virtual Gurus side and say, you know, you might want to check out our head company, Virtual Gurus, because on that side is where you actually get a dedicated VA, where you have all the legal requirements in place so that we can make sure that your logins and everything are safe. We have all of that set up there. You get a dedicated person to trust your logins with. And so that's essentially where we will push you over to that side. It's better for you too, for security reasons.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, we can do everything but walk your dog is what we would like to say to people, you know?
I love that. So walk me through, if somebody's listening to this episode and they're like, you know, I have this idea and I want to get it started, but I know I can't do it alone, or I have a business that is profitable and I know that I need help. Walk me through how you would describe what is a virtual assistant and what kind of services do they provide for entrepreneurs and business owners?
Absolutely. I love this because, You know, virtual assistants have evolved. The first virtual assistants came in 1996 from India. That's actually where it all evolved from. And it was out in India where they came up with the idea of it. It was typically general assistants. So I would have to say about 90% of our competitors are more on the general assistant side. So with us, we do everything under one major umbrella. So for example, we have legal assistants, IT, financial assistants. We have marketing, bookkeeping assistants. We have all of them that specialize in their different areas. And some of the ones who might not have those skills, what we do is we start them off as a general assistant, and then we skill them up in our Virtual Gurus Academy to become higher up and to make their way up the roster. So if you were to come through, let's say you have a small business or you're self-employed in your small business and you need some marketing support, but at the same time, you need somebody to manage your emails. And then you might also need somebody to do your bookkeeping. Cause I mean, come on, like doing our own bookkeeping is a lot of work, right? Like data entry is a big thing. And so you can come and say, okay, I want one package and I need an executive assistant to do my email and my calendar and do all my documents and keep me organized. So then that person signs up with you. But you might say, I need a marketing assistant to help me with my social media, to also help me with maybe my Canva designs or my graphics or my creatives and everything there. So then you might need to get a marketing assistant because that executive assistant might not necessarily have the marketing assistant type skills. So there you're building a two-person team. But then you might come and say, you know, now I need a bookkeeping assistant. And so you're going to have three virtual assistants underneath your account, all under the exact same package. So you're only paying on a monthly subscription model, but you're only paying essentially by the time worked. So you'll start off with, let's say, 20 hours a month, and the VAs bill by the minute. And so you're only paying for that minute that they're billing. And so if somebody checks your email and it takes 11 minutes, then it's only 11 minutes towards your package. Logistically, in the back end, on our size and on our technology, the virtual assistants are moved around and they have all of the clients that they need to fill up the hours that they're requesting. So therefore, you don't have to worry about them not having enough work.
I love that because I feel like that is such a responsibility for people. And I think when we think about hiring someone, for a lot of us, that's like bringing someone into our family, right? We look at our business like our babies and we're bringing people into the fold of what we've created. If somebody's listening to this and they're overwhelmed, do you have any tips for analyzing what things they could let go of or outsource in their business? Is there anything that you can think of that would maybe help someone listening be like, okay, these are the things that I could maybe outsource or get help with?
Absolutely. You know, I like to tell people to start small when it comes to delegating. Like, let's be real, especially, you know, being powerful entrepreneurs as yourself and everybody else that's probably listening, is the hardest thing is delegating and giving up control of some of the certain things and tasks that you do. It's really difficult. Some people think, oh, I can just delegate, no problem. But once it actually comes down to sitting down and thinking about what can you get off your list first, it's really, really hard. And I mean, for me as a CEO, I even struggle with it. And I run one of the largest virtual assistant platforms. So it's tough. So, you know, take maybe the top three things that are the time consuming, redundant tasks off of your plate. So write those down and take those off of your plate by handing those off. So for me, what I do is my email management, I train my virtual assistant on how to respond as me and, you know, manage my emails and tag all my emails so I know which ones are priority for me to answer and which ones I don't need to answer and she can answer. She does all of my speaking engagements, my online requests, and all of my calendar management. And so I get her to do all of that and keep me organized. It's very important that my person can keep me organized. And if they can't, I probably can't work with them because I'm super busy and I need that person to keep me organized. You know, and then just small things, you know, the things that you don't need to do, your document editing, your blogging, your social media posts, you know, start there and build the rapport with them first, because just like hiring a regular employee, you need to spend time on training them. They need to understand how you like to work. You have to spend time with them. And it is, you know, there is a time investment for the first month or two. And then once you get used to working with them, then you'll start seeing the ROI a little bit more.
We all have bad habits. my bad habit is that I work with a million tabs open. Like literally as I'm talking to you, I have so many tabs open. I can't even see what the tabs are. I am the worst. Does anyone else do this? Now, the thing is that bad habits tend to find their way into our businesses too, from emailing clients at 2 a.m. or spending way too much time and money on legacy software your IT person grandfathered in, or taking on tasks just because you can, not because you should. Well, it is time to break up with the bad business habits and break in new ways to bring our A-game in 2023. HubSpot's all-in-one connected CRM platform can help you there. It makes it easy to better connect your teams, data, and systems so that you can better connect with your customers. Best of all, it is free to get started. Learn how HubSpot can help your business grow better in 2023 and get a special offer of 20% off on eligible plans at HubSpot.com/golddigger. Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. What would you say, Bobby, to this? Because this is the number one thing I hear. And I always love to think in terms of objections of like, okay, what is someone going to say to Bobby when she says this? Because this to me makes perfect sense. This is exactly how I do things as well. But I wasn't always this way. And you probably weren't as well. What would you say to somebody that says, but I have to train someone how to do this, or I have to create the system to hand over, and that's going to take too long?
Yeah, you know, and that happens every single day when people yeah. call in. I mean, we have over, like hundreds of requests in a day of people wanting to sign up to our services. And I work hand in hand with our sales team and our, what we call them, our solutions consultants. But, you know, at the end of the day, if you hire somebody, you know, back in the day, you used to walk into an office and you would always see a receptionist or an office manager there. Now you really don't, right? But that person, just think if they were coming in and you sat them down and said, okay, now work. And they're looking at you thinking with nothing, no SOPs, they got no instructions, they got no logins. Like, how are they going to work? What are they going to do? You know, so it's exactly like that. You have to build the rapport with them. You have to be able to spend some time with them. Now, that said, some of our super, super organized clients will already have their own SOPs. They will have all their instructions. They will have a list by list on their logins, how to get in, what they need to do step by step. Those are the ones that we actually really love because it's super easy to train the VA on those accounts. But really, one of the things that we say is, you know, have a Zoom, have a face-to-face. If you're in the same city, meet them for coffee and sit down and get to know them, because once they start to know how you like to work, it's easier for the virtual assistant to catch on. But at the end of the day, you got to train them if you don't have everything drafted out for them already.
Yes. Can I offer a piece of advice for someone who is having that objection? Mm-hmm. So one thing that I think is so powerful is to build out a resource library for your business, even if you don't have any help. So when you log into WordPress and format a blog post, record your screen and pop that into a library. When you create an email template and save it as a template, create a video of that. And what you can do is, even if you're not in a position to hire, you're building out the resources so that when you're ready to hand it over, you have systems in place. And not only that, but if you create systems for yourself, you're going to be more efficient on your own, but you're also going to then have something that can be repeatable, that can you can hand off to somebody else, that can save you a ton of time and energy as well.
Absolutely. I love that, Jenna. And one other thing is, you know, with virtual gurus is if you come to us and you just don't have enough time and you haven't done that, we will do that for you. But again, it does take time. So over your time of working with your virtual assistant, and let's say you leave virtual gurus because you might hire full time or you just might not need us anymore. And that's okay. All of those SOPs and everything that we built out for you go with you. So your next person has all of that for you.
So one question I have for you is, what role does AI and machine learning play in your business? Because I think a lot of times with service-based, you just think of that one-on-one interaction, but I know that it goes a lot deeper than that. Talk to me about that.
Yeah. So, you know, being in the industry now for the 5 years and really learning a lot about quality virtual assistant work and our impact and everything, and what our competitors do and don't do, because we do keep them very close. But one thing that I hear from all of our clients, because we hear our clients, we listen to them every single day, we talk to them, I talk to them personally, is that the utilization. So when you're working with somebody remotely, the number one fear that you have is, are they actually working? Are they actually doing the work? Are they sitting there and their timer is on and they're just searching Facebook, for example, you know? And for us, it became a problem when we had realized the more and more that we hired, and we realized that we wanted to kind of gain that trust with clients. So one of the best ways for us to do that is to work with machine learning. And so we started creating all the data already. It's already in the back end of our database that we've created. We have everything in there. So when a VA comes in, we're already gathering all the data needed for this. And then when the client comes in, we're gathering their data now as well. And so we're able to now be able to create the utilization. So let's say if you come in, Jenna, and then you say, I need an assistant probably about 40 hours a month, then we can say, great. So we'll start you off on that with your assistant. But after your first month, the data will actually tell us, you know what, Jenna doesn't need 40 hours. She actually only needs about 15 to 20 hours with the VA doing this amount of work in that time and the utilization. So we're able to actually save you money at the end of the day to say, hey, you know what, Jenny, you don't actually need 40 hours because we're here and here and here. So we're just going to do this and move you here. And then we're able to actually work on that utilization a little bit better. So the machine learning and the AI part of it, we're building right now. We have a machine learning, artificial intelligence scientist working with us. And then we have our full-blown tech team that has built up the entire talent place in the back end that is creating all the data for this.
My jaw is literally wide open right now. I just think this is so incredible. And it's so brilliant while also being like a no-brainer at the same time in so many ways. I love this. So here's what I'm thinking, Bobby. There are two types of people listening to this episode. There are the people who are now convinced that they are ready to get help because we've talked about it. But maybe there is the stay-at-home mom or the person who just has a few hours to devote to work and really wants to have a greater purpose or to have some money that they can bring into their lives. Talk to that person, the person who might be a fit to joining and helping other people.
Definitely. And, you know, especially since the pandemic, remote work is here to stay. You know, companies, including ours, are hybrid. So we have nearly 900 contractors that are working in the systems. And, you know, and then I have 40 full-time employees in my downtown office here running the full operations, but we're hiring about 20 more right now. And we're hybrid as well. So some of us are in the office, some are remote and vice versa. But, you know, and so with remote work being here to stay, a lot of people, especially, you know, moms, stay-at-home moms, or maybe people who have struggled with anxiety and can't go out to work, or maybe somebody just wants to make ends meet. Or in Canada here, Indigenous workers are huge for us. We have a lot of remote workers who are in remote communities who can't find work in those communities. And so you can actually just go right directly to our website, thevirtualgurus.com, and you can click on the Become a VA. And through there, we have a pretty rigorous online, I guess, application process. But it's really just because we are trying to really get the data in order to do the right matching. And secondly, we're trying to know a little bit more about your story, you know, and so you fill all the information out yourself. You could take your time and come back to it. And then at that point, we kind of decide, okay, are you good for Ask Betty, virtual gurus, and kind of what tier will you be? Will you be good executive assistant or bookkeeping assistant? And then you can make your own hours. So you can say, you know, I'm only available from 9 until noon, Monday to Friday. And that's fine. We will cover and we will make sure logistically that we only fill you in on those hours. And so you can come through the whole process and then you will end up talking to it's kind of like a group interview information session with the people being onboarded that week. And then you get your profiles, they're star rated, you get everything set up and then you come through. So from top to end, I would say it's about a 2-week process. And that's because we really need to be able to get the identification of the person coming through. And then from there, if you decide that you want to work in Ask Betty, you can let your supervisor know, and then they'll put you into Ask Betty. And the other thing is once you're a virtual assistant, you have full access and free access to our academy, which is academy.thevirtualgurus.com. If you're not a virtual assistant, they're all paid courses. But if you are a virtual assistant, they're all free. And then you get access to our community. We're hundreds and hundreds of virtual assistants, perks and fun things. They have events, they have panels, it's super fun in the back end watching them all talk with each other. And so that's essentially, if you're looking for some part-time work, that's how it all works.
Okay. I am so excited. I can already imagine the messages you and I are going to get after people listen to this episode and they're going to say, oh my gosh, my life just changed. Because I am so passionate about this. I actually, in my book, I have this chapter about the first time I finally accepted help in my business. And it took me saying, no, I'm good. I got this. I got this. I got this until like life literally made me not able to do it on my own. And I always talk about this idea of so many people are white knuckling their business or white knuckling their dreams. And asking for help is like opening your hand to the possibility of more and more, not saying you need to go out and achieve more, but more life, more minutes, more time. Mm-hmm. It's something that is so beautiful that so many of us don't accept. And it's something that I think a lot of us know that we need. And so I'm really, really thrilled and excited for people to listen to this and maybe have their ears turned to this new idea, this new method. So for an entrepreneur who is hesitant to surrender or to relinquish a part of their business to a VA, what can you tell them?
You know, research has proven that an entrepreneur spends 2 hours and 58 minutes on average of their day doing their own administration work. That's a long time, right? Like that's actually 3 hours out of, I mean, entrepreneurs, like, do we really work 8 hours a day? Probably not. We work a lot more. But still, even let's say a 10-hour day or your entire day, you know, that's a lot of time. Essentially 3 hours of your day is spent on administration. So the goal for us is to get you that 3 hours back so that you can focus on growing your business, that you can focus on work-life balance, spending time with your family, all of that, right? So that's what we try to drive home to people is you know, it is hard to make that leap, especially to trusting somebody. And so with us, we really truly do feel confident in our being a trusted company because all of our virtual assistants are insured for up to $5 million for one. For another, they're all onshore. So I'm not saying there's nothing bad about offshoring, you know, each their own. But for us, we truly do believe in keeping these VAs on our own geographic economy and keeping them here and providing work to those who have struggled finding work in our own countries, you know. And so these people can be trusted. They all have gone through their checks. And, you know, it's about giving up a little bit of that control and starting to offload some of that work. And so I try to tell people, aim for the 2 hours and 58 minutes a day. You know, start small. Start off with a half an hour a day. And then you're going to start seeing, oh, wow, okay, I just got a half an hour back. Start again, do another 45 minutes and then another and another. And you're going to start getting that time back. And once you do, you're going to not only realize your productivity has gone through the roof, but that you've got a better work-life balance. You're able to spend more time, get offline at a good hour, spend time with your family, and not just sit there and work all day on those mundane tasks.
Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough. But I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best, you're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over a billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/goal to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/goal. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, so powerful. Bobby, where can everybody find out more about you, what you do, virtual gurus, Ask Betty? Give me all the places that people should go after listening to this episode.
Yeah, Jenna. So, you know, you can go to our website. It's thevirtualgurus.com. You can LinkedIn me at Bobby Reset. You know, lately it's we've been getting a lot of traction and so we're kind of all over online. We're easy to be reached. We're all over LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We have a ton of followers and a lot of people just loving what we're doing. And, you know, again, if you want to just talk to somebody just to get a little bit more of a lowdown on how it works, just contact us at our toll-free number or through the website by just selecting discovery call or setting up a consultation. And there's no obligation. You can just listen to somebody and understand how it works. Everything is supported on this end. So you'll get the full access to the project system, which is downloadable on your phone. You'll get to interview VAs. So you don't just have to select the one VA that we give you. You can actually select your own VA and interview them. Get to know them, see who may be the best fit for you and who might not be a fit for you. And we're certainly also fine with giving recommendations or referrals, but you can see some of our success stories on our website. But yeah, so I mean, we're all over right now. And if you want to start small and just test this out, also test out Ask Betty. It's free. The first hour is on us. Nobody has to pay for that first hour at all.
Bobby, this was a treat, an eye-opener, and I'm just thrilled that I know lives are about to be changed after listening to this episode. So thank you so much for coming on the Gold Digger podcast today.
Jenna, thank you so much.
Okay, I am obsessed with the way that Bobby created what she created. This is such an obvious need for so many entrepreneurs. And the way that she tackles obvious objections in how she does everything shows that she knows how to serve people and serve them well. I really hope that you learn how to ask for help. If you're out there with your white knuckles or you're floundering or you're overwhelmed or stressed, I hope you know that asking someone for help isn't a weakness. In fact, it's giving someone an opportunity to provide their strength. I hope that you learn how to ask for help or extend how you are asking for help. And if you're not there yet or you're not ready yet, I hope that you start to intentionally build up the systems that when you're ready, allow you to get the help that you need. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Gold Digger podcast. Until next time, keep on digging your biggest goals.
I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.